Montclair Fairgrounds in Belleville.
You'll find some great deals with over 500 tables under one roof.
If you want to beat the crowd and get a sneak peek,
there's an early bird fee of $5 on Friday from 4 to 7 p.m.
On Saturday, it's free. The largest indoor yard sale is this Friday evening and Saturday till 3 p.m. at the Belleclair Fairgrounds.
Call 618-223-0052.
Or go to bcfairgrounds.net.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if your gutters and downspouts are leaking, you could be causing damage to your foundation. Call Lane House Construction, your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF.
It's Chevy Truck Month. Right now, get amazing pricing on a brand new 2013 Chevy Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse. It's happening now at your local Chevy dealer.
Hit the B Square.
The Big 550 KTRS, the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I am Paul Harris. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter at Paul Harris Show or check my page on KTRS.com. Ian and Dan are here with me. And time now to look into what's going to be at the movie theaters and in the nightclubs around town this weekend. Brought to you by Oric. 7 Oric home centers in the St. Louis area. All locally owned and operated. You can also find all of their products on their website, auric.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes!
All right. Hello, yes. Joe. How are you?
Yes, yes, yes. Paul Harris, I am A-OK. Jim Dandy, doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Before you get to the movies you're going to talk about this week, okay. I just had a half-hour-long conversation with the legend Carl Reiner, and he mentioned... I don't even remember how this came up in the interview, but he mentioned a documentary that he saw recently, or he probably saw it last year. I just saw it a few nights ago. It's nominated for an Academy Award for Best Documentary. It's called Searching for Sugar Man. Have you seen this movie?
No. Now, Sugar Man, not Sugarman? I'm serious here. Is it? Because if I'm going to check this out, Searching for Sugarman?
I believe it's two words, Sugar Man. Man.
Okay.
When you first start watching it, it seems like it's the story of yet another American pop star who was a big hit for a few years and then died at the peak of their career. You know, Buddy Holly, Jimi Hendrix, Selena, Tupac Shakur, all of these various people.
May I please try and keep it real for my generation and say Kurt Cobain?
Okay.
Thank you.
The difference is that this singer-songwriter who this documentary is about, his name is Rodriguez, he's not dead. And... he was never a star, at least not in the United States. He released 2 albums in the late 60s on this small record label, and no one in America bought them. No one in Detroit, no one in Michigan, no one in the U.S., no one in the Northern Hemisphere bought them. But somehow, halfway around the world, he became the voice of a generation. This guy from an American inner city, completely without his knowledge, became a huge star in South Africa. This was in the late 60s when they had the oppressive apartheid government there, which restricted information and banned his songs from the airwaves, but kids still found them. Record stores still carried them. He sold 500,000 copies of his albums, and he knew nothing about this, and they knew nothing about him. So some enterprising people from South Africa said, my whole life I wanted to know what was the story with this guy Rodriguez. Who was he? Why did he only make 2 albums, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's what this documentary is about. They set out to find out the story of this guy, who, by the way, they heard had died. There were 2 stories about him. One was he lit himself on fire on stage and burned in front of the crowd.
Great. I mean, for the people that are really digging it, you know, no, for the oppressed, for the oppressed people listening to his music, that's awesome.
And the other one was that he didn't burn himself, but he took out a gun and shot himself on stage in front of the crowd.
This guy's like an epic Johnny Cash.
So for decades, they think this guy's dead. How are we going to find out about him? They go searching, and they find out he's actually alive. And the rest of the documentary is even more amazing than that. It's called Searching for Sugar Man. Even if you don't normally like documentaries, and you're going to say to yourself, what was this guy's music like? I don't think the music was that great. I got to be honest with you. People in the movie say, he was better than Dylan and the Stones and the Beatles. I have a little sample here of Rodriguez in action.
Sugar Man, such a hurry, 'cause I'm tired of these scenes.
Now, I'm not going to play the whole song for you. I'll just tell you that the songs that they play in the movie, his original songs,
yeah,
a lot of them sound just like this.
Okay, now when I hear this,
yeah,
him saying Sugar Man and stuff, that I see as the music that's playing over a funny scene in the next Austin Powers movie. Because it sounds like it could be a goof.
Well, it does. It has that schlocky 60s yeah. production value. His guitar work is just kind of like he knows chords, but he doesn't do anything really interesting. The lyrics are okay. I have no idea why these teenagers in South Africa looked at this guy as the greatest writer of rock music we've ever heard in our lives. But that doesn't matter to the movie.
You know what probably happened is there was a shipment of his records trying to make it somewhere and maybe accidentally got found somewhere in South Africa.
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but you should see the movie. It's out on DVD. That's how my wife and I saw it a few nights ago. I think it has a pretty good chance of winning the Oscar for Best Documentary this year.
Wow. Well, if you're going to recommend a documentary, I just would like to put in 2 cents and say, yes, Decoding Die Hard on that new Blu-ray set. Nice. Nice.
This is Joe getting excited because next week is when the new Die Hard movie comes
yes.
out.
Because next week, it'll be a good day to die hard.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Man, I'm stoked about that stuff.
I understand. Well, that's my recommendation for today. What do you have?
I would like to say something. I'd like to jump on this podium and completely hijack because what I just heard and what you were talking about gave me inspiration. I want to say something that some gutsy program director at an FM radio station will rip off. And I want to say right now, I'm putting the idea out there.
The Rodriguez Hour, it's not going to work.
No, it won't. Everything in fashion and in music has second, third, fourth, fifth lives. I mean, look at bands like the Black Keys. Ian, I know you are fluent with the Black Keys.
I've heard a song or two from them.
When you hear them, you kind of like, okay, there's like a fuzz box going on here. It kind of sounds like it could be like a 60s record, maybe early 70s record. There's so many throwback type music, you know, groups out right now. I think if you dig into your vault, find a song that was an album track off a band from the era that is obviously being ripped off, sometimes by Jack White or sometimes by whoever, and spin that in your regular alternative kind of, you know, thing, mm-hmm. and I guarantee you'll get a second life. It'll be a huge fad. Everybody will start doing it. I think that would be genius.
Dan, send a note to Radio Rich over at the HD channel. Maybe he can do that over there.
Yeah. I think that's a cool idea, man. I mean, I think that's a really cool idea.
Okay.
All right, fine. Fine.
Thanks, Paul.
Get off the podium now.
Yeah. Podium is working.
Thanks for the
all right, so
don't start reading Catcher in the Rye again, Rich. Come on.
Wow.
And he said to him.
Can I go now?
That is completely an inside joke here.
Yes, yes,
from
it is.
12 years ago on this radio station on a Saturday night.
That's right.
When Dan and Ian and I were, I don't remember where we were, but we turned on this radio station and Rich was reading Catcher in the Rye on the air.
Oh.
Yep. That's guts, man.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so.
And Holden Caulfield. And
okay. Yeah.
And he said, is it a marble rye?
Marble rye.
Stop,
I'll throw it up to you.
You could be inspiring people to do things by doing that, right? And they're going to affiliate it with my segment. So
Now back to the Joe Hipperson show.
Thank you. I got that jab. I felt that. You want me to just turn around so you can actually stab me in the back?
No. I want you to get to the movies.
No, back to the Joe Hipperson show. Oh. And then, you know, for a second, hearing Paul Harris's voice say that gives me a huge tease. Man, I love that. We have two movies opening up at a theater near you, and they're opening today, and they're both rated R, okay? Mm-hmm. R-rated films. Side Effects would be the first one. This is the movie that was going to be Steven Soderbergh's last film. Now he's not sure, but then he says it is. Then he says he's retired. Then he says he's not sure. I would definitely not make this my last film if I were Steven Soderbergh.
Really?
Okay? This movie is very, very simple. You got a doctor, played by Jude Law, basically acting as if he's Jude Law, because he's got an English accent, he's thin, he's got the doctor role. Done.
Okay.
He starts prescribing a certain medicine to people, bad things happen to those people, and things go bad for Jude Law. Suddenly you see this little paint-by-numbers thing where the cops are like, where were you, or wherever? I don't know where it was. Wasn't she with a boyfriend? Actually, sir, she said her boyfriend was you. Dun-dun-dun. Maybe the drugs are making people think weird, crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
All right. When you prescribe something to somebody, you say, hey, take two of these. Call me in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I would never prescribe this movie to anybody because I would not want them to call me in the morning. I know what they'd be saying. I don't want to deal with it. Now, this movie does star the guy who everybody loves, Channing Tatum. But there's very little Channing Tatum. I was attempting to say there's very little Channing Tatum nakedness going on in this film. So maybe you might want to check out Magic Mike, which is what he did with Steven Soderbergh, and is a much better movie than Side Effects. Catherine Zeta-Jones is in this movie, trying, as always, to not look like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, it's like she wants to look like the librarian whose hair has no weight. It gets all the way pulled back.
Ugh. See, we talked about this when we talked about that Marky Mark movie that just came out, Broken City, and they didn't use her to full effect either.
Yeah, but then you see it at the award shows, right? And she's all, you know, starlit.
She came out on Letterman a few weeks ago promoting that Marky Mark movie.
In that black dress.
That black dress. Yeah. It was like, why aren't you doing that in the movies?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess she feels we should pay to see her uglier. I don't know where the logic is in that. All right, so the other movie that's opening up is also rated R. I didn't flub that.
You were close.
Yes, I was close, but I backed out. So the next movie is called Identity Thief. It is a funny movie, but it is not a very funny movie. I'll explain very simply. I remember years ago, I saw a trailer for a film called Tommy Boy. I thought to myself, oh, come on, really? They're just going to do it's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That's all it is. I know it. I don't have to see the movie. I'm a snob. I'm a movie snob. I'm a teenager. I don't know anything about anything. They're ripping off Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Eventually, I saw Tommy Boy, and I laughed. I laughed silly. I thought it was really, really well done. And I think David Spade and Chris Farley should have been in movie jail for doing Black Sheep as a follow-up. But still, I did enjoy it. It was different than I thought. I went into Identity Thief thinking, this looks really, really good. Instead, this movie is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It truly, truly is. It is every which way you can get from point A to point B with two people. One kind of, kind of a stiff everyman. Basically, Jason Bateman is in this film, and he is Jason Bateman. Okay. He is Michael Bluth from Arrested Development. He is every role he's ever played in his entire life.
That's fine. That's why I hire him.
So he is the Steve Martin. And then you have the fat sidekick. You have the girl from the Bridesmaids movies. Melissa McCarthy.
Yes. Okay?
Who has the acting range of the fat girl and Bridesmaids. She's playing the same exact role. She's boisterous. She's rude and crude. But where Bridesmaids was different is that she had a heart and she had a reason. She had an inner sadness. It was why she built up that wall and why she was so – she always felt like she was in the corner. And she had to just lash out because she was afraid people would see she's crying on the inside.
Yep.
There is no redemption to the character she plays in this movie. And that's why – while it is a lot like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, making that comparison, it'll be easier for you if you see it to realize, wow, you know, in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, John Candy really did play a guy that I would never want to share a hotel room with and never want to go on a road trip with. But darn it, if that guy wasn't just sweet on the inside, just a nice, likable guy. However annoying his weird Jerry Curl orange perm thing was and all that, you still just kind of like the guy.
You're right.
You don't like this person.
Okay.
The gag over the fact that Bateman is playing a guy whose name is Sandy Patterson, and Melissa McCarthy steals the identity because, well, Sandy's a woman's name.
So why do they have to go on a trip together?
Because she has stolen his identity and tried her best to rack up as many bills as she can of his while paying off all of hers and scamming some really cliche mob-type hitmen that are out to get her because she wronged them with a debt payment.
Oh, so now they're on the run together.
He has to track her down because, in a very plausible explanation, the cops say, well, we're sorry, Mr. Jason Bateman. If you would like all these bad things to be cleared from your record and not go to jail for all this delinquency, I guess if you actually went down to Florida and found this girl and were able to get her and bring her back here to prove it, then we'll use the magic Hollywood erase board and everything will be just wonderful.
Yeah.
So they're supposed to get to know each other and the reasons why they are the way they are. Instead, there's a lot of sight gags, a lot of fat girl sight gags. This woman is like the T-1000, getting hit by cars, getting right back up. It's a little bit over the top and there's no plausibility to it. But if you love Jason Bateman and you're jonesing for that Arrested Development stuff they got going, I like Jason Bateman. I think he's great in everything he does, but he's got to have the right cast around him. He's great at being him as long as he has the right environment. Arrested Development, that group ensemble cast was perfect for him to play off of. A movie that no one's ever seen called Extract with Jason Bateman.
I've seen it.
I also think was very good because he had the right cast around him.
Absolutely. That's the one where he runs the factory?
Yes.
Yeah.
The one with the wife and the sweatpants and they pull the drawstring on the sweatpants?
Yep.
Yes. The wrong cast. He's still Bateman, but it ain't great.
Yep.
So I would go very, very, very simple here. Side Effects, 3 out of 10 stars on my grade scale. And Identity Thief, I'm going right down the middle with a 5 out of 10 because Bateman is solid. And you will laugh, but the laughter has no weight.
Okay.
And I mean that to be a double
pun. That was a very nice pun.
You get it? Because it has no weight. Cause it's,
I got you.
Okay. Thank you.
You know what's good about puns? Hearing them explained.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Do you know that when I leave the studios after my segment, I question my entire life.
I go to counseling.
I question my entire life, and yeah. I realize that... That you hold all the answers. You really do.
I don't.
No, you do. You hold all
I don't
the
claim to.
That's fine. That's fine.
But let me ask you this.
Yes.
Will it make a huge amount of money this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be the number one movie, right?
Of course it will.
Yeah.
Because Side Effects will maybe scratch a million or two. I see this one being the big one because they're saying, hey, the guys who produced Ted and the director of Horrible Bosses made this movie. Yeah. And look, if you look at the movie poster and then look at the movie poster for Horrible Bosses, it's the exact same poster. Yeah. Instead of there being like four faces in that weird kind of setup, it's just two.
Mm-hmm.
You compare those two side to side, it's crazy.
Okay.
I'm a real dork who likes to do stuff like that.
Yes, and you are.
Yeah, I know. All right. One little thing I want to remind you of. This weekend, there is going to be a lot of craziness happening with the River City Casino Grand Parade. I have done the... Can we just say the Mardi Gras parade? Can we just say that?
Of course.
Are we allowed to?
Yeah.
Well, there are certain rules when Super Bowl is going on.
I don't think Mardi Gras has been trademarked.
Yeah, I know. You're fine.
All right, good. So the big Mardi Gras parade, which is going to be happening on Saturday, where there are more than 130 marching units and floats. I don't know why the press release said marching units. What the heck does that mean?
Is that different from a band?
Are they units, meaning they're bands? Are they groups that are calling themselves a unit? I just thought it was weird.
I don't know. On this show, they're going to be bands.
All right, so we got about 130 bands and floats. They're going to be kicking off at 11 a.m. It is free, of course, to be there and hang out. It's in front of Busch Stadium where it kicks off. I used to be an FM radio DJ, and I used to have to get to these locations every year at like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And smell the draft beer. And just see people guzzling it at 8 a.m.
Yep.
On a Saturday.
Yep. By the way, I heard this morning that they have already, this is not a joke, they have already lined up for tomorrow's Mardi Gras parade through Soulard over 9 porta potties.
Wow. Yeah. 9?
Wow.
Yeah.
9?
Yes. That's more than last year.
Wow. Yeah. Many.
Look, I'm just going to be very, very honest. I've seen the thrills that Missourians have to offer. I have. I have been firsthand witness to it. I have seen things that I think look like the corks you put on wine bottles.
Mm-hmm.
That's not hot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I mean, most of the people that get excited, I'm giving a warning. Can I give the warning?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of the people that are like, oh, yeah, throw me beads. Oh. Okay. It's not the movie. It's not Hollywood. Be just very, very worried. The second the shirt starts going up, the gut is what comes out first.
Oh, yes.
When you see the gelatinous form.
Oh, yeah.
The gelatinous form of I guess, what you would call a uniboob, which just kind of like layers over. That is the first sign that you were in the wrong place at the wrong time. All right? This is like a Die Hard movie. So,
I gotcha.
I'm just being very... And then the ones that do the banana thing where the basket hitting the elbows, and they look like sacks of quarters.
Okay, what part of this is happening at the casino? I don't understand.
It is the River City Casino Grand Parade.
Oh, they sponsored it.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Bought the naming rights to the Mardi Gras Parade.
And I wanted to make sure we could just call it the Mardi Gras Parade, and really made fun of any girl that's going to be throwing stuff off for this, I'm sure River City will ban me from their casino, but fine. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I'd rather be banned, actually. That'd be kind of cool. Right. Banned? I'd be like Danny Ocean. That's lame.
But let me plug one thing that's happening in town tomorrow night. My wife and I are looking forward to going to see Paula Poundstone. She's going to be performing at the Sheldon.
I did have that on my thing to do it. So you are going?
Yes.
Okay.
We are going. We had her on the show a few weeks ago. She was a great guest, and I'm really looking forward to seeing her live. I don't know if there are tickets left.
Let me just ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you think she'll wear shoulder pads or not?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Because that's kind of her thing that she's embraced now.
Right.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
All right. It's like the haircut Lily Tomlin has.
Right.
Never will it be cut.
Correct.
Ever. All right, good. So, and last but not least, I didn't mean to, I'm sorry, the uniboob thing and the gelatinous thing.
What are you apologizing for?
I don't know if that stuff irks
you. Get to the bands.
See? See what he's doing? Now I'm going to question myself when I leave.
No, don't apologize.
Oh, man, everything was fine.
He shut me down.
Everything's fine.
Fine. Fine. And by the way, I'm not going to use Uniboob as a fake band name, so you guys can scratch that.
Oh, man.
Yep. All right. Concerts, my friends. Concerts. Friday night. That's tonight. Umphrey's McGee will be playing at the Pageant. Jake Leach will be at Plush. Big Sam's Funky Nation will be at the Old Rock House. D. Robert and the Half-Truths are playing at Off-Broadway. Fubar has Bear Wire. Al Bundy's Army will be at Ye Old Haunt. Montezuma Fire Machine is playing at the demo. The Twisted Spades take the stage at Platinum Plus. The Blank Space has Pillow Talk. Preachers of Death are playing at the Heavy Anchor. That should be a very uplifting show. The Moon Glampers will be playing over at Lemons. The Payphones on stage at the Schlafly Taproom. The Box Cutters are at the Way Out Club. Three Fifths will be playing at Cicero's. If you would like to see a show on Saturday, I have an option or two for you. We've got the Action Blast over at Pops. Pluto's Still a Planet, playing at Plush. That's kind of a cute name.
Yeah.
All right. Gumbo Head at the Old Rock House. High Credibility at Foo Bar. The Dirty Mugs at the Bottleneck Blues Bar. The Wee Trio, Jazz at the Bistro. The Shadow Thieves, playing the Way Out Club. The Weep Beats over at Lemp Neighborhood Art Center. Lola has Nappy DJ Needles. The Bad Ideas on stage at Lemons. Butcher Hauer over at Heavy Anchor. Dash Rip Rock at Broadway Oyster Bar.
I love that name.
Dash Rip Rock.
Yeah, that's from...
Flintstones.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's just fun to say, too. Dash, I mean, if you want to be edgy... Dash Rip Rock this Saturday. It just sounds like, you know, a cool show. Voyage of Slaves will be on stage at Cusimano's on Saturday. Mom's Kitchen at the Shanty. Regret the Informer at the Radskeller. And the Floozies are playing the demo. Now it is time, if you would like, for us to play our special game.
Before you get to your game.
Are you going
to
apologize for making me feel insecure?
There isn't enough time.
Yes.
Ian found this great story today, which I'm going to share with you.
I can't wait.
Every week, Joe comes in, and all those band names he just mentioned are real. And then he's going to do this thing where he comes up with five band names, four of which are real and which are actually appearing in town this weekend, and one of them is made up. Ian found this story online about the radio station at Seton Hall University, which I believe is in New Jersey. It's a Catholic school. They put a sign up in the studio there telling students, you can't play these bands. You may not mention these bands, and you cannot play these bands. Now, some of them have names like Jesus or God or Satan in them, which you wouldn't expect to be allowed at a Catholic. But there are others in here that, now, I didn't make any of these up. These are actual names, and somebody might be offended by some of these, but I'm going to share them with you anyway. You may not play Goat Whore. You may not play Alien Sex Fiend.
Ooh.
You may not play Barbed Wire Condom.
Oh.
You may not play Bongzilla. You may not play Cannibal Corpse or Cradle of Filth or Death Angel or one of the most disgusting band names I've ever heard, Deep Fried Abortion.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow. Heaven Shall Burn, Kill a Priest, Morbid Angel, Mighty Sphincter. Cannot be played.
Now, that's something you should brag about. You should not keep people away from a Mighty Sphincter. That's something you should be proud about.
That's a good
name. You cannot play Pucifer, Scrotum Staplers.
Well.
Smother Teresa.
Oh.
I'm not making these up.
Oh, my God.
Now, you know what? I'm at the verge of upsetting my mom. That's clever how they did that.
And also, Wall of Smegma. Now, I will tell you, what I just mentioned was probably about 12 or 15 names. There's like 50 of them on this list.
Now,
I'm going to put a link to it on my website, harrisonline.com.
Yes, there is a very rational reason for some of them.
And I would say some of them are NSFW. Would you agree?
Yes.
There we go. Yeah.
How could we get one of my fake band names on there? I just want to know. I mean, I would just love that.
Just send them to that radio station and see if they get in there.
That's great. Right,
so now let's get to this week's. Which one of these is fake?
That's right. I'm going to give you guys five concerts. Four are real, and one is completely made up and fake. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Black Death on Friday at the Foo Bar. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus Saturday at Pops. The Whiskey of the Damned Friday at the Gramophone. The Hamboners Saturday at Cicero's. The Stiffs Friday at the Way Out Club.
What was the third one again?
Third one was Whiskey of the Damned Friday at the Gramophone.
All right, Dan Strauss, you go first.
I'm going to try the Red Suit Apparatus.
Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Ian?
All right, I'll go with the Stiffs.
I'll go with Whiskey of the Dead.
Oh, man. My second choice was going to be the Boners one.
Ham Boners?
Yes,
yeah, the Ham
Boners.
That
was a,
all right.
A bait.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will let you know that I'm back. The ham boners, absolutely fake.
Oh, that was the one.
Nice that going. Is absolutely fake. And I will let you know, the inspiration is from a TV show called Regular Show that my 7 and 13-year-old sons absolutely love. There's a character called Rigby who tries to get out of trouble by ham boning. And whenever we're wrestling, messing around, ham boning just kicks in. And I have not told my kids that I've thought about calling them ham boners because I just don't see that going well.
No, that's not a nickname I would give my kids. No.
If you want the name ham boners, it can be yours. Just give me credit in the liner notes. And that, my friends, is going to do it for me. I'll talk to you next week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Nice job, Joe.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
And here's our traffic ham boner. It's Tim Weiland.
So, Dan, I'm curious.
Yes.
Wasn't Dash Riprock, wasn't it what Jethro called himself in Beverly Hillbillies?
You know what? I think you're right. Hey, Paul, get your headphones on. Wasn't Dash Riprock, and I think Tim's right. Jethro called himself Dash Riprock in Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, is that what it's from?
I'm pretty sure. That's what I was asking you. But, I mean, it does sound like a Flintstone name, Riprock.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it was Dash Riprock in the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, okay. When he wanted to get into the movies.
You know what? As punishment for not knowing that?
Uncle Jed bought a studio.
That's right.
No cement pond for a week for me.
That's right.
Oh, let's see. They've cleared that accident on southbound 270 past Manchester, and things have really filled in quickly. You are jamming up now from about Olive, approaching Olive down through Doherty Ferry. They're still working with the accident and had the left lane blocked. It's on the ramp from westbound 44 onto southbound 270, and it has traffic backed up now in the two right lanes approaching Lindbergh. Looking at westbound 64, really it's not that bad from Hampton through McCausland. It is slow from Highway 270 through Maryville Center. Eastbound 64, that's slowing from 141 up through Mason. And then on westbound 70, you are jamming from Highway 270, approaching 270, we'll call it, to the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Allstate. This Valentine's Day, make sure you and the ones you love have the right insurance protection. Talk to an Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands? With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
News. A major credit ratings agency, Fitch, is warning the U.S. could lose its top credit rating.
Two more surveillance cameras will be installed in the University City Loop area last night.
Traffic.
Man, things have turned to a kind of a mess here on the highways.
And weather.
I'm Fox 2 meteorologist Angela Huddy for the Big 550 KTRS. We'll see some clouds build into the...
At the top of every hour and when you need it. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-700-5589. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-700-5589. That number again is 1-800-700-5589.
Honey, we need to talk.
Uh-oh.
This kitchen's got to go.
Why? What do you mean?
The cabinets are old, the tile's cracked, the chip from Mica countertop with that metal edge that snags everything.
But I just...
And it's too small.
But sweetie, I called Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths yesterday. They'll be out this afternoon.
Oh.
Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths. They're famous for returned phone calls, itemized estimates, and employees who show up when they're supposed to. Be it a large or small project, Callier & Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier & Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I'm glad we had this little talk. Now about your man cave.
But I just, but...
But call Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-4432 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-4432. 1-800-977-4432. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You probably noticed that mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced yet, you need to call Essex Residential Mortgage at 314-722-2334. Maybe you have little or no equity in your home. Did you know there is a program just for you? Now you can take advantage of these historic low mortgage rates. Listen carefully. If you closed on your home prior to June 2009, you need to call Essex Residential Mortgage today and start saving money immediately on your mortgage. Call 314-722-2334. That's 314-722-2334. Remember, no equity, no problem. Government programs have already assisted over 2 million homeowners. How about you? Call Essex Residential Mortgage at 314-722-2334. That's 314-722-2334.
For all this and more, tune in Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Real Estate Radio on the Big 550 KTRS.
NMLS number 859811. Equal housing lender.
Hope Chapel has been providing compassionate and professional funeral services for over 110 years. In their fourth generation of independent service, Hope Chapel continues to be a source of stability and comfort for countless families in the St. Louis area.
Hi, I'm Christy Bope, and I'm proud to be part of the fourth generation of the Hope Chapel family. As a family business, we know how to best serve your family in your time of need.
I'm Scott Humes, and I'm also a proud member of the fourth generation of the Hope Chapel family. We offer pre-planning, out-of-town arrangements, and special services, all handled with support and careful attention to your family's specific needs and wants.
I'm Chip Obert, another member of the fourth generation of the Bope Chapel family. We're proud of our recently completed expansion where we can handle the largest of crowds while still accommodating small, intimate funerals as well as cremation services.
When you need them, Bope Chapel is there for you and your family. At your time of need, call 314-965-7680 or visit them at BopeChapel.com. Bope Chapel, a family tradition since 1902.
It's Chevy Truck Month. Right now, get amazing pricing on a brand new 2013 Chevy Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, or Traverse. It's happening now at your local Chevy dealer.
I'm sorry, what? Hey. I can't say that on the radio.
Hey there, sugar darling, let me tell you something, girl, I've been trying.
Miss King
to say
Curtis?
Very good.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. So it's the Big 550 KTRS, Paul Harris here with Dan Strauss and Eon the Peon for the large morning show in the afternoon, Friday edition. Bill Cleveland coming up in a little while. Later on, the Harris Challenge and Knuckleheads in the News and Mike Evans. And if you're just joining us, you've already missed a half hour with Carl Reiner earlier today, which we really, really enjoyed. Speaking of classic stuff, this week I saw something online that I have to share with you. On a Smithsonian website, they dug up a documentary that Walter Cronkite did in 1967. Started to do the cadence of Walter Cronkite. 1967. Yeah. We got to have a Cronkite off here one day. You and I.
Cronkite
off. The show was called The 21st Century and was going to show people what the future was going to hold. And the future to them was the year 2001. And here we are in 2013. We know what that future was, and it's us. So on this show, they were particularly looking at the home of the future. for instance, in the living room of the future. And by the way, some of these guesses that were made by the futurists and scientists of the time were pretty good. You know, Walt Disney was very into this sort of stuff. He was always in his theme parks having, you know, thing Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
Even Epcot was supposed to be what the future was going to be like for foreign countries and their relationship to the United States. So here's what it said. The living room of the future is a place of push-button luxury and mid-century modern aesthetics. A sunken living room with inflatable furniture and disposable paper kids' chairs. But the family of the future won't have a rocking chair unless they want one, because both the present and the future are merely extensions of the past.
No.
And then it said, once inside, we might find ourselves in a glass enclosure where the lint and dirt we've accumulated during our trip is removed electrostatically. Now we step into the living room. And Cronkite says, what will the home of the 21st century look like inside? Well, I'm sitting in the living room of a mock-up of a home of the future. This is where the family of the 21st century would entertain guests. This room has just about everything you'd want. A big, full-color 3D television screen,
ooh,
a stereo sound system that could fill the room with music, and comfortable furniture for relaxed conversation. Apparently, all of that was impossible to believe
would come
34 years
later.
Now, let me tell you about two other things that they featured on the show, and this I have audio for you of Cronkite describing it. One is the home office of 2001. Now, consider again, in 1967, no one had computers except NASA and maybe the weather people at the, you know, National Weather Service. There was no such thing as a home computer, let alone one you can carry around in your pocket.
No, a computer like we have was now. Like filled an entire room.
Yes. You had to have air conditioners just for the computers.
Yeah.
That's how
big
they were. So here's Cronkite with the home office of 2001.
Now, this is where a man might spend most of his time, in the home of the 21st century. This equipment here will allow him to carry on normal business activities without ever going to an office away from home. This console provides a summary of news relayed by satellite from all over the world. Now, to get a newspaper copy for permanent reference, I just turn this button.
Wow.
And out it comes. When I've finished catching up on the news, I might check the latest weather. This same screen can give me the latest report on the stocks I might own. A telephone is this instrument here, a mock-up of a possible future telephone. This would be the mouthpiece. Now, if I want to see the people I'm talking with, I just turn the button and there they are. Over here, as I work on this screen, I can keep in touch with other rooms of the house through a closed-circuit television system. With equipment like this in the home of the future, we may not have to go to work. The work would come to us.
All right, now,
in the 21st century, it may be that no home will be complete without a computerized communications console.
Okay, now that was pretty close.
Yes.
I mean, when he prints out the newspaper, that's the printer that you have in your house that you print out whatever it is that you're using. And, oh, the news, the weather, the
stocks.
Go to
weather.com, yeah, sure.
Yeah, you could see the people at the other end. That was that whole video phone concept, which now with Skype and FaceTime on your phone, you can do that. That was pretty good guessing for an era when none of that existed yet. All right, now let me take you into the kitchen of 2001. Again, this is from 1967's perspective.
This might be part of the kitchen in the home of the future. Preparation of a meal in the 21st century could be almost fully automatic. Frozen or irradiated foods are stored in that area over there. Meals in this kitchen of the future are programmed. The menus given to the automatic chef by a typewriter or punched computer cards. The proper pre-packaged ingredients are conveyed from the storage area and moved into this microwave oven where they are cooked in seconds. When the meal is done, the food comes out here. When my meal's ready, instead of reaching for a stack of plates, I just punch a button, and the right amount of cups and saucers are molded on the spot.
Oh.
When I finish eating, there'll be no dishes to wash. The used plates will be melted down again, the leftovers destroyed in the process, and the melted plastic will be ready to be molded into clean plates when I need them next.
I want that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Not as close in the kitchen.
Yeah, they didn't quite get that one right, but there were no microwaves in 1967, yeah. So, you know, that and frozen food and irradiated food, that was all fairly
conveyor belt,
new.
Yeah, we haven't got to that point yet.
Yeah, by the way, figuring out what you want to have for dinner and then making computer punch cards?
Yes.
Can you imagine doing that? You accidentally put the wrong punch in the card, and instead of getting hamburger tonight, you get, I don't know, green bean casserole.
Yes.
Okay, that's what we're eating tonight. No choice. And by the way, when we had that thing about the home office, he talked about a man who goes to work, and when men are doing this, and there was no thought in Walter Cronkite's era of women going to work.
Yo.
Which is weird, because women were going to work. My mom had a job. You know, lots of moms were going to work in those eras, but it was still an era mostly of men going to work. You know, you see all that footage of the 50s and 60s of the guys in the overcoat with the hat. They all had a hat.
Yeah.
And they're all going to work.
He's got the apron on at the door.
Exactly.
I wonder what he thought about the automated kitchen, though. That kind of left the wife without a job. What was she going to do? Head home all day.
That's very true. But, you know, for the most part, what they had in that was pretty close to what actually came. The question is, were they thinking of it then, and so it was designed that way, or were those people really good guesses and had nothing to do with what eventually became the future, which is now our present? It's 4:53 at the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's go airborne and see how traffic looks now with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Well, I do have good news and I've got bad news. The good news is they cleared the accident from the ramp westbound 44 to southbound 270. You still have slow traffic in the two right lanes from Lindbergh. Further out west, the 144 at 141, a pretty bad accident. Looks like a car made it underneath the tractor trailer, and we've got two right lanes down. Only the left lane is open. Things are really starting to stack up through the Fenton area from Miraz out through 141. Now, they southbound 270, as I told you before, that's stop and go now from approaching Olive down through Doherty Ferry. We do have heavy traffic on eastbound 64. We had an incident at Big Bend. That's been cleared, but you're slow from 170 through Big Bend, and then you're heavy again from about Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Applebee's. Imagine that, a gift card people actually want and will use right away. Head into Applebee's and get a $10 bonus card free when you buy $50 in Applebee's gift card. But hurry, it's only available now through February 17th. With the Golden Oak Blending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Shot clock at 10, kick it outside to Pressey with 8.
Tomorrow, the Rebels of Ole Miss head to Columbia to take on Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers.
Pressey holds, right wing Bowers an open 3. Bang, he buried it.
Coverage begins at 11 with Jason Lamar, and the pregame show and the tip-off is at noon. It's the Tigers versus the Rebels on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are our Mizzou.
Lunchtime. Linda zooms out and passes My Daddy's Cheesecake Bakery and Cafe on Clayton Road on her way to get a burger in a bag, not realizing that a far superior lunch is now in her rearview mirror.
It is? I thought they were just a bakery.
My Daddy's Cheesecake Bakery and Cafe is more than just delicious cheesecake. They have a full menu of hot and cold sandwiches, salads, soups, and wraps made the way you like them. Fresh, tasty, and served up with a smile by people who know what to suggest.
How about a piece of forbidden fudge cheesecake with that California chicken wrap?
There are 16 varieties of cheesecake, seasonal cupcakes, and fresh baked cookies.
Decisions, decisions.
Mention you heard this on KTRS and get a free slice of cheesecake with a purchase of an entree and a drink. And if catering is on your mind, My Daddy's Cheesecake has a wide range of catering choices for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
And, of course, cheesecake.
Experience the difference at My Daddy's Cheesecake Bakery and Cafe on Clayton Road across from St. Mary's Hospital, next to the original CBC High School.
No more boring lunches for me.
Check out their full menu at MyDaddy'sCheesecake.com.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Mount Pleasant, Missouri Wines. America's oldest wine-growing appellation. Grown and bottled in Augusta, Missouri, and the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, everybody. Happy Friday. How the heck are you?
I'm happy to not be in the Northeast.
Yes. Yes, over 20 inches of snow expected in the upper Northeast, 1 week after the groundhog predicted an early spring.
Yeah.
So I hope this doesn't make Americans lose faith in the ability of a rodent to make complex meteorological
decisions. Yeah,
2 feet of snow predicted for the New England area. If the predictions back there are similar to the ones here in Missouri, New England can expect about an inch and a half. And a congressman says there's an error in the movie Lincoln where two Connecticut lawmakers vote against the 13th Amendment when in reality they voted for it. See, next they'll be telling us Lincoln didn't really hunt vampires.
Right.
What?
That's for Peon. He likes that.
Yeah.
And finally, this afternoon, that's kind of amusing, I guess. Condoleezza Rice, I guess, hit a spectator in the head while golfing at Pebble Beach. Rice said she felt bad, but felt even worse that the spectator wasn't Colin Powell.
Oh, wow.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
You. And we get Bill's Trivia Night Saturday nights at 9 here on the Big 550. I have a TV recommendation for you. A couple of nights ago on Showtime, they had the series 60 Minutes Sports. The same concept as 60 Minutes on Sunday nights on CBS, but they're doing it on Wednesday nights on Showtime. I didn't even know about it, but I saw a preview of it, and then I actually taped it and watched it yesterday. It's essentially the first half of the show, or maybe two-thirds of the show, is behind the scenes with the NFL and the television network preparing for last weekend's Super Bowl.
Wow, that'd be cool.
Really, really cool. Up close with, you know, the security people, the guy who's in charge of everything, you know, when he's up in the booth and the lights went out, how they reacted to all of that sort of stuff. And by the way, they announced this morning they found out the reason for the blackout of the Super Bowl. Apparently, Phil Simms plugged in his iPhone.
Oh.
And the system was, come on, Phil, the system's not made to handle that kind of pressure.
Well, he's got the 5.
So, that's right. So, anyway, it's called...
But anyway...
Showtime, it's called 60 Minutes Sports, and it's on Showtime, and they have like 11 different channels, so if you get Showtime, set your DVR to record it this weekend. Man, it was great. Harris Challenge coming up.